so my name's Sybil Chavis, and I live here in Southern California with my husband and two kids. And I work at a multimedia spiritual and personal development company called Sounds True.
Sybil, good morning, and thanks for joining us today. You sound like quite an achiever when you look at your resume. Harvard Law School, your dream job in corporate America, and yet it turned out to not exactly be what you wanted. How did you come to that fork in the road?
You know, like so many people, I think you go through life and you're like, okay, for me, since the time I was seven, I was like, I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a lawyer. I was watching People's Court and all the realist, like those shows on television. I think that's how it got in my brain. And I just was like moving towards that, going through undergrad, I'm going to be a lawyer, going through preparing for the LSAT, I want to be a lawyer. And I go through law school and work really hard to get through law school and graduate from Harvard Law. And then I go to a law firm, and within the first month, oh my goodness, I love the law and I love the analytical part of it. And I totally respect lawyers and what they're doing. And I can see the genius in what they do. But I feel like a fish out of water.
Wow.
I feel like a fish out of water. And I have, at that point, I have like $200,000 student loan.
Oh, man.
But I had that feeling. It was a feeling that I could just, that was just in my heart. I'm like, this isn't what I thought I was supposed to do. This isn't unfolding the way that I think it's supposed to for me. And I'm going to have to change things up.
But you didn't immediately find yourself going to where you are now. Was there an intermediate step or two?
Sure. So the first thing I did is I was at the law firm probably for about a year, and I was working in corporate real estate, doing some environmental law, and just trying to find my way and taste everything. And then I had this opportunity that came up where I could be at an advertising agency, go to a multicultural advertising agency and do a blend of business and legal. And I was like, oh, well, that feels exciting. I went there and I learned so much. I was there for over a decade. And again, for me, this has been just a journey, quite honestly, of me finding my way more and more to my purpose. And my purpose feels like it also changes and evolves too. So I'm just trying to keep up with all of that and just be true to myself. But yeah, so I was at this advertising agency with my husband, who I went to law school with. So we worked there for 10 years together. And again, this feeling comes up like, is this really what you're supposed to do? Now, by this time, I have built my career. It's 10 years in. I'm at this multicultural advertising agency. I've paid off my student loans, climbed the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing it, right? Again, I just have this feeling there's something more you're meant to do. Like, you've learned, you've grown, you've had this experience, but you're going to have to take a leap of faith and just go into the vast unknown and figure this out. Otherwise, you can just stay here, be complacent, maintain the status quo. There's nothing wrong with the status quo. But at some point, I want to be able to say, I feel like I'm living a meaningful and purposeful life, and my career and what I'm doing every day is in line with that.
Sybil, was there something that happened that you just said, I've had enough, what do they call that, the golden handcuffs? So you have the great house and the great job and blah, 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 but there's something missing. Was there some catalyst? And I understand that you and your husband quit your jobs the same day. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know. You know, they're definitely, it was a buildup, I would say, that led to that event. So I was just scared. Like, I knew I wanted to take that leap of faith, but I had fear. We had kids. I had bills. We had responsibilities. I wanted to just do the right thing. And then I also knew, I'm like, but I know I'm supposed to go do something else. But I kept going back and forth, and my husband, Rob, was like, fuck, we just have to do this. We have to quit our jobs. It's never going to feel like the right time. I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And so then I went on this business trip to Chicago, and I could have stayed at any hotel in the world. And I just would pick randomly, oh, I'll stay here, I'll stay there. So I stay in this hotel, and all of the doubts about should I stay, should I go? I can't do this. I can't take a leap of faith. It's too risky. Are just percolating in my mind at that moment in time. And I walk into my hotel room and there's a sign, a big sign in front of me, like a 5-foot sign. It says life is about creating yourself. And in that moment, I was just like, oh my goodness. It's like I got clarity for the first time and all of the fears and the doubts, they just quieted. And I remember I was just in my hotel room looking at that sign and I was like tearing up because I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going to need to quit my job. I'm going to need to quit my job and take a leap of faith that I'm going to find my way through and really land in a place where I'm doing what I want and where I'm contributing to the world the way that I feel I'm supposed to. So I got home from that business trip. And as you said, Rob and I quit our jobs on the same day.
Hey, in for a penny, in for a pound. Is that what they say?
Right. I mean, yes. You know, lawyers are supposed to be risk averse. And at some point, you just know you've got to do what's in your heart.
But you have, you guys, I mean, if anybody was handsomely positioned, as they say, it would be you. I mean, all that experience, all the contacts that you have made over all those years. So how did Sounds True get into the picture?
And I mean, it's true. We had all the background, the experience. And at the same time, we were both starting off into total new terrain. So sure, Rob wanted to be a TV and film writer, and he had only been writing legal briefs, right? So he had to go and figure out his way through that and start at the bottom and work his way up. And I wanted to work in like the social good, the spiritual space, and find my way to contribute everything I had learned in corporate America in this like social impact, social good space. But that was all I knew. Like that was all the feeling I had. And so we had a child and we were being thoughtful. So we had savings, but we didn't have infinite savings.
Right.
And yes, we had this whole background and experience, but on the other side of that, we were human and we had doubt and our own fears that we had to work through. And so the journey that I went on was really the combination of working through those fears, working through those doubts, and taking steps forward. And then I would get a fear or a worry like, oh my God, what have I done? And then I'd be like, okay, no, settle down. What can you do? What can you do? And I just started taking more steps forward. I started building my own business. And the next thing I knew, I had sent an email to Sounds True because I'm like, oh my gosh, they're starting this thing called the Eckhart Tolle Foundation. And Eckhart Tolle is a teacher, a spiritual teacher and author. I had been working and studying his teachings for well over a decade. And I was like, I would love, love, love to give my service to that, like to be of service to that, to bring what I know from marketing and law and business and help the Eckhart Tolle Foundation. And Sounds True is really a big part of that. And I love Sounds True. I'm a customer. So I sent an email to Sounds True. And the next thing I knew, I like heard back the next day.
Wow.
This is just meant to be.
Yeah.
And I found my way to Tammy Simon, who's the CEO and founder of Sounds True. And one thing led to another. And now I'm there and working not only helping with the Eckhart Tolle business, but all of the other authors that I get to work with at Sounds True.
What an incredible story. So tell me about the Inner MBA program.
The Inner MBA came from the beautiful mind of our CEO and founder, Tammy Simon.
Okay.
And she has been in this space, really bringing personal development teachings and spiritual teachings to the world for well over 35 years. And she's done it and grown this business in a way that's not necessarily traditional, meaning part of the experience of being an employee or being a part of the Sounds True team is, yes, we're doing the work and putting out awesome content in the world, but we're also doing our self-work, our inner work, and our personal growth work as a part of our daily experience and having conversations about that, using the resources that we're creating to do that. And that really infused into the business of Sounds True in a really great way and set the company up for success. And it was basically understanding that you can have this whole inner and outer experience and work and that we're supposed to. And there's a way to go about that that creates not only growth for the person, but also a really conscious business. And that was how Inner MBA was born, because she was like, I want to get the best wisdom teachers, the best CEOs that are really doing good conscious business work and social impact work, the best trainers and folks from academia that have been studying this and know how to really cultivate the inner skills and the emotional intelligence that need to be developed, and also complement that with really pragmatic ways to bring it into business, to bring it into your work, to bring it into whatever you're doing if you're an entrepreneur, so that you have created a situation that you are developing and growing as a person and your career is developing or your company is growing. And that's what the Inner MBA program is all about.
That's what's missing in business today, isn't it? It's so much concerned about the corporation or the business entity, but not, it seems, about individuals within that company.
I think you absolutely did get that right. And there are some companies, right, that are leading the pack and doing it right.
Yes.
And the magic formula of that really is what you said. It's focusing in, one, on, of course, the consumer and the community that you're serving with your products or commodities or whatever you're creating, making certain they're at the heart of what you do. And the byproduct of that, of course, is really good revenue and a healthy company. And also understanding that the people that are on your team that are helping bring that work to the world are also on their own journey. And there's ways that you can align with that as a company so that you're supporting that. And then not only does that support their growth, but it supports the healthy growth of your company.
That doesn't seem to be also like the way many companies are run from the standpoint of fear. You're afraid to, you're going to be losing your job, or man, I better put in this 100-hour week. What is the coursework like in the Inner MBA program?
There's three tracks. One is taught by the top CEOs and conscious business leaders in the world, just really telling, like Eileen Fisher is an example, a great example. And last year when she was teaching her session, just talking about, like, you know, it was the pandemic. And there were a lot of really hard decisions that had to be made in retail. And like, how do you make that decision and really do it in a way that you feel you're being compassionate, you're being thoughtful, you're grounded in a way, like there's so much fear in your organization that you're also helping to manage and cultivate and help work through at that point in time. And so how do you actually develop those capacities so that when those moments come, you're really able to rise to them?
Eileen Fisher, that's a good name to start with. Who else?
Yes, Eileen Fisher is a part of it as a CEO. We also had Rose Macario. She was the former CEO at Patagonia, which is also just an amazingly conscious business. But also complemented by like Dan Goleman, who is the New York Times bestselling author and one of the leading authorities on emotional intelligence. And then we had neuroscientist Dr. Amishi Jha from University of Miami, who has been coming in with like the psychology. And so again, it's just this beautiful diversity of professionals. And then that's complemented with some of the leading wisdom teachers like Jack Kornfield, the bestselling author and the mindfulness meditation teacher that everyone knows, and Tara Brock and Sharon Salzberg. So it's one of the most diverse group of faculty intentionally, but to give students that opportunity and that well-rounded experience for 9 months. And then the students also have the opportunity to work in small groups so that they're really being able to practice all of these things that they're learning. So they have an opportunity to lean into the curriculum, to ask their questions, to work together, and to develop relationships that last even well after the program's over. And they're networking together, they're starting businesses together, because they're like-minded folks that have been together on this amazing journey.
And who are the students?
It's a really diverse group, just like the faculty, which I think is one of the other benefits of the Inner MBA. So you have traditional entrepreneurs, folks that are in the health and wellness space, in the mindfulness space. And then you also have, we have groups of employees from like Google and LinkedIn and people from other parts of corporate America like Verizon. And again, it's just seeing all of the diversity and how interesting of an experience that creates when everyone is really focused on conscious business.
Anybody from your old law firm?
I haven't seen some lawyers, right? I need to look into that.
And you said it was a 9-month program, and I see that the certificate will be from NYU Mindful. Is that, do I have that right?
Right.
Or
so
what is the connection?
Right, right. So at the end of the program, I'm glad you asked about that. It's a 9-month program and you get a certificate from the Inner MBA. But the Inner MBA, there are 4 partners that are bringing it to life. Obviously, one is Sounds True, but we've also partnered with LinkedIn, Wisdom 2.0, and Mindful NYU. And so you get a certificate of completion from the Inner MBA, and that's powered by all of the partners that are a part of the Inner MBA.
Well, as this catches on, what do you think the certificate will mean?
You know, it's interesting because we've gotten to see that in the world right now. And I'm on LinkedIn and I see people's resumes and I see like, oh, Inner MBA graduate. It makes me just smile from ear to ear to see it just getting out in the world. And I also think that, as you were touching on earlier, there's just a new way to go about business. People are becoming more and more aware of it and have certain expectations of the companies that they do business with. And the companies also, many, I feel, the most progressive companies understand that there is a beauty in having people who have really grounded, strong inner capacities that are complementing their outer skills. And I think that there are going to be more and more companies that are requiring this or looking to this, or it's somehow coming out in an interview that you do have this inner development that you have gone through, or some type of awareness about the importance of emotional intelligence and how you show up at work and how you manage and how you lead. So I think that this is a capacity. These capacities that are taught and developed in the Inner MBA are going to soon be, I dare say, a cost of entry to some of the more progressive companies in the world.
I think you're right. And also, who wouldn't want to work for a company that you're surrounded by like-minded individuals rather than a hard-ass company that isn't going to care much about its employees? That's going to catch on and make for a more attractive company for employees to come to, I would think.
Exactly. I think so. Absolutely. Wow. It's an exciting time in the world, isn't it?
It really is. I was going to say also, it's just like it was the right time for you to jump ship, as it were, in your life. And this might be the right time for the Inner MBA as we emerge from the pandemic and all of that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's just been such a challenging and intense last couple of years in so many ways, and so much has changed and shifted in the world. And I know for myself personally, at the start of the pandemic, I was just like, the world's gone, you know, quiet, everything's quiet, and I'm home more than I've ever been. And I really want to use this time to develop and strengthen even more of my own inner capacities and just kind of deepen into this experience, because I feel like there's so much transformation that's going to continue to happen as we're coming out of this pandemic. And I want to, you know, rise to what the moments are asking for and be of service in a new way. And I think I'm not unique. I know so many other people are having that same conversation. And how do I connect with people that are doing more and more good in the world? And how do I make certain that I'm doing the good in the world and feeling inspired and meaningful and connecting with those people and building businesses together? And I think we're just at a different point in time, a turning point. We all have the choice on how we're going to handle this moment in time.
How does somebody find out more about the Inner MBA?
They can go to innermbasoundstrue.com. and find out all the information about the faculty, the curriculum, the alumni, and any other questions they have.
How much is it?
The Inner MBA, the enrollment starts at $5,100, and we want to make certain that that's not intimidating and welcoming for everyone. So there are opportunities to apply for scholarships, partial scholarships, so that we can make certain that anyone who wants to participate is able to be a part of the program.
Nice. Well, final question, and I know we're running out of time here, but do you think there's a certain inevitability about where you are today, or is it that a sense that it was meant to be?
2 things popped in my mind. One is, of course, for Sounds True. And in this moment in time, I feel like Sounds True is destined to be here and to be a part of this conscious business movement and to help lead that and help shape what comes out of that and the people and play a role in that. And for myself personally, I just feel that, again, there's so much that's changing and shifting and needs to continue to change and shift in a really good way and to grow and evolve. And I feel like what I can say is I'm just trying to do my part to rise to that moment, to be a part, be of service. And I think that that's the destiny of all of us.